There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's draft week! Kevin, the most boring Saints offseason of our entire lives is finally, mercifully, going to have some action with the draft. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Butterich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody. Woo! All right, everybody. I'm falling apart already. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. I'm Ralph Marlborough. I'm joined by Kevin, Dave, and Andrew. They'll be here.
Inconspicuous by their absence.
Yes, right.
They knew it was my time
That's
to shine
right. There's Juge.
With my mock draft, and they were running for cover.
There's Juge. So I see a bunch. It doesn't matter, Kevin, because we got a bunch of people on Twitch right now. I see a ton of people. I see Nikolai, Jason Champagne, Andrew's dad got here before Andrew. That was nice.
Andrew. Again.
But Bud Rich, who that call for Oppenheimer, Ark Midge, CDWP. I see a ton of people in the chat. They're ready for the draft.
On tonight, hold on. What does it say on your MVP board? Faith, hope, bum.
I didn't get a chance to do Hatchet John. He didn't get it. We didn't get connected in time. So that was the board from last week. Faith, hope, and bum.
In my defense, I made it before Dave.
You did.
No, you're fine. You were here. Right after the start, that's fine.
You're fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I heard you right as I was coming on, Kevin, talking about how we were ducking for cover.
Yep.
From your draft. I'm here. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it's ready.
All right.
So tonight we're gonna do Kevin's mock draft. It hasn't even started, and I'm already annoyed with all his trades. And we're gonna give you this only Saints preview you need. We got you ready. Before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour, wherever you get your podcast. I also have to mention about our MVP contest. Only a couple more weeks to get into that. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar bottle booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. I got Dr. McGillicuddy. Still trying to get rid of that one, Andrew, but look at this. Jägermeister cold brew.
Oh my god,
that is a big shot. It's like if we go to $100 tonight, it's like you get. I'll do. Boom. It's like me doing three shots, and you only paid for one or two. So
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a great deal.
That is horrendous. Well,
yeah.
I just want I maybe chill on the whole alcohol thing because my kids are upstairs watching the show right now.
Oh wow,
my 10-year-old. But
hi,
you know,
kids, hi kids.
You do you.
Yeah,
I'll give a quick shout out. So we're hosting. We're hosting. Thank you for that, Thomas. We are hosting a tennis player. There's a tennis tournament in Charlottesville this week, and so we've got Allie, our good friend Allie, staying with us. So shout out to her. They're all watching upstairs. She's watching with my kids. So please keep the cursing to a maximum, guys, and thank you in advance.
Yeah. Consider donating, Allie, via Stream Elements by typing in !! donate in the chat and click on the link.
Well, we have
appears.
To wait to see if she wins or not. And then if she wins, then she can donate some of her prize money.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
So Twitch takes about 50%. Go ahead.
It's Kevin. Literally, it's my time for a mock draft. I've got some things I got to get off my chest. We'll and get here to comes that. Old Jude right across the bow with an R, matey. Can't be cussing all that much. I got children upstairs watching. Like, that's God. Right. Boy, you know how to take the wind out of somebody's sails, don't you?
Your Irish accent is unrivaled.
It is.
Irish. That was just general piracy.
Yeah. Use text to speech. It's amazing. And remember, Dave isn't here, so he's kind of muted himself. And
I think he just showed up.
He just showed up. So remember, if you spend $50 on text to speech, Dave will get muted for 2 minutes, 2 minute major. So I'm drinking blue lemonade and vodka.
That looks absolutely disgusting.
It's good. Kevin, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking nothing. I'm fine. Let's go.
Dave, your head is looking extra shiny tonight. What are you drinking?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Your head is looking extra shiny.
What scheme do you have cooked up for Superman this week?
Well, I'm going to go put a hat on. But I'm drinking Parrish Great Notion Collab Ripe in the Machine again. I don't know if Kevin told you guys, but Kevin and I hung out Saturday night together.
Oh, wow. Sunday night.
Oh, wow. Sorry. We went to the old Sports Beat pub on Causeway.
I was in town for the weekend. It was a surprise party for my younger brother. I had to keep quiet. I was on the North Shore the entire time, except for like late Sunday night. And I was just like, you know, I'll give Dave a call. And he was available. And then that was it. And, you know, Monday I came back. But I need a vacation for my vacation.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great story.
That is.
I kept it concise.
Yeah, you did.
At least there's that.
Kevin, what is going on in the background? Like papers everywhere. Like, do we need to get you a maid? Like, what's going on?
No.
You're late on your taxes.
No.
You got architect's papers here. What's going on?
That is when I did go to architect.
Like blueprints.
Those are sealed up.
Trying to rob the Bellagio? What do you got? Ocean's Eleven going?
This is great podcasting. Let's move on.
If we were Ocean's 11, I'd be Brad Pitt because I eat all the time.
That's hilarious.
That's true. Interesting. So Thomas, donation update. Do we have a leader yet? Well, Kevin. Thank you, Andrew Zad, Mr. Juge. Thank you, Ed.
What are we looking at here?
So I have these like glass slides, like these glass lithographs, copies from the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
This is going to be another Dune situation.
And so I got them framed, and I gave one of them to my mother because it was Saint George and the Dragon, or like Saint Anthony, like the Temptation of Saint Anthony. There was a dragon in it, or whatever. She's a very religious person, so I gave that one to her, and the other two I kept for me. And I got them framed, and they're very nice.
Okay, all right.
I already hate the story.
This week we're doing Kevin's mock. Like we're going to hear.
I'm a rack on tour.
Yes, we're going to hear plenty from Kevin already.
But before we get to Kevin's mock draft, Dave. I want to preview what the Saints might do in the draft. But Mickey Loomis, Andrew, he met with the media, and as always, he was disgusted with everyone in the room. Nick Underhill asked him about trading down. It went exactly like you'd expect it to go. Thomas, play that soundbite.
If it was like we have to get the need, is that when you would maybe say, all right, we're going back a few spots?
Yeah, it's more about the players available.
Look at the disgust on that man's face.
The quality of players available than it is about the need. Needs a variable. I'm not gonna deny that, but it's not the variable.
Dude, you know what's interesting is that he has that initial look of disgust on his face, and then he quickly tries to catch himself and kind of couch it. You know,
knows that he
did. He's doing smack and gum.
Yeah, he had the I can't believe you just farted in my face look to Underhill's question. That's what that was.
Does this mean I'm off the hot seat now with my Kai Harley?
No, you caught. I didn't have time to get Thomas to edit that. You caught some strays from the media. they're like, yeah, I know that they had that rumor that you shot down very fast, Mickey, about you leaving. But are you excited about the draft? As excited as you always are? And I was like, damn, Dave catching strays at the Saints draft preview.
Look at that face.
Really? Somebody said that?
Yeah.
That face is like, why are you asked? Look at that face. I mean, it's like when you say a face is worth a thousand words.
Absolute disgust.
He's just like, yeah,
I think he's seen one of my mocks.
So before we get to Kevin's draft, I don't want any, you don't have to give me specific players or anything, but I want everyone to answer this question, and I'll start with you, Andrew. Will the Saints genuinely surprise us Thursday night during the draft? And if they do, how will they do it? Like, and you can say no.
I mean, look, I think this regime has been in place for so long that their moves have become incredibly predictable. And at no point have they deviated from the path. Mm-hmm. So I feel like creativity since Sean Payton has left is even less, it's even more predictable. So yeah, my answer is no way. They're going to trade up if their guy's there, and I'll be stunned if they don't. And if they don't, then they're going to take the most predictable left tackle, and it's going to be no fanfare. I mean, I'm not even saying it'll be the wrong move. It's just not going to be exciting.
Don't threaten me with
it. So prepare yourselves.
Dave, what do you think?
What do I think?
I'm really selling the Saints draft, by the way, right now. Yeah.
I think, where do we pick? 14?
14. Yeah.
I think we're going to trade up a couple of spots.
So you're agreeing with me?
Yep.
I think, and then I'll let Kevin go.
I don't know if they're going to take a tackle, though. I think it was interesting what Mickey Loomis said. He mentioned tackle and wide receiver.
Yeah.
Which means I think he's leaving the door open for the, like, if he trades up, I think they would trade up for a wide receiver.
Oh my God. Again,
I think if they stay put, they might just take a tackle, but I don't know either. Either way they trade up, I think.
I think the draft is going to fall exactly how the Saints do not want it to fall. And the offensive tackles are going to start coming off the board at 5. I think Harbaugh is going to pick a tackle. I think Tennessee is going to pick a tackle. I think the Bears are going to pick a tackle. And Mickey Loomis is going to panic. But what's his superpower, Andrew? He always gets saved from himself. And he's going to not be able to get a tackle. And he's going to pick a non-tackle at 14. And Saints Twitter is going to freak out and panic, but whoever they pick is going to end up being a really good player.
Have you guys ever dated the girl where you get the consistent gift, and it's like, it's our anniversary, you're getting the gift card to the place, and it's whatever else, and it's Valentine's Day, and it's like this predictable gift versus someone else where, like, you never know what you're going to get. And sometimes it's super exciting. Sometimes it's awful. Mickey Loomis is that girlfriend who you just know on the 15th of the month, you're getting the dozen roses and whatever. And it's just like, you can count on it. You can trust in it. In some ways it's safe. It feels good. You know what to expect, but it's not like the high volatility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys following me on this?
I see.
But Dave's not feeling
it. Oh, that was a deception! Matt Ryan!
Sorry, kids. It's time for Uncle Ralph to start drinking. Jeff Duncan, a hoe for life.
Oh.
We're at 58.30. We are $41.70 away.
All right. So how this works, for those of you that are watching for the first time, how this works is if someone donates $100, Ralph has to drink something disgusting.
That's right.
$41 away. And Ralph, what are you drinking again?
I got there? Dr. McGillicuddy. menthol mint.
Ugh.
But this was the big daddy, the Jägermeister cold brew.
That's going to keep you up all night.
It's going to, like, yeah, it's disgusting.
I don't think you'll sleep well with that.
Yeah.
I also think if they trade up, it's going to be for a project defensive lineman that they could have drafted in the second round.
Oh, 100%. That's happening. 100%.
Kevin, who...
I forgot that part of my...
One last thing before we get to Kevin's mock draft. What would be a move that would really fire up the fan base? Because I feel like the fan base, Dave... I don't have sources like Juge does in the building of the football side, but I got people in the ticket office that I talk to. And one of my people in the ticket office high up said, quote unquote, renewals, it's the hardest it's ever been. And he's been there for 25 years. So
pre-Katrina?
He's been there pre-Katrina. He said it's the hardest he's ever seen it. Wow. As far as renewals. It doesn't mean this stupid stadium is going to be empty, right? But it's hard. People are probably just like you waiting. They're just like, hey, I don't have to renew right off. I can wait and do it whenever I want. So my question to you is, Dave, you can start. What would be a move that would get people excited and get them fired up, maybe sell some tickets in May? Like, what would get people fired up for the Saints? What could they do Thursday?
Like a guy? What could they
do? A move that would fire people up.
I mean, it depends on who were, you know, the move that would fire Kevin up is if they traded out of the first round.
Like that but that's Kevin not going to fire up the fan base.
I know that.
Kevin will never sell tickets. This is why Kevin doesn't run the Saints.
Kevin
one
can't
spot.
Tickets.
They have to just move back one spot. That's all that counts. Trade down one.
But
Kevin would be the worst CEO in the history of companies.
You're talking
Bullshit.
About the general
fan
base.
Have you seen the CEOs in these United States in 2024?
Hey, I'm a CEO. Yeah,
right. You're no Dave, Kevin.
What
I'd
could
be like
they
Dave
do
from the movie.
That would fire him up, honestly. Trade up and draft one of the top quarterbacks, not Caleb Williams, because I think he's going to go one, but trade up
You're
and draft.
You're kind of stealing my comment.
Sorry. Well,
I was going to double down and say Jaden Daniels. Like, you want to.
Yeah, that would, of course.
The fan base hates Derek Carr. Like, just trade three first round picks, go full Trey Lance package, move up, get Jaden Daniels, sell the farm. And
I mean,
yeah,
they want to sell. They'll get some season ticket renewals after that.
Yes.
You don't think neighbors could fire people up? Like
not like Daniels, not even close. Because like I said, there's the combination of the Derek Carr hatred factor
and the LSU factor.
So can I just jump in on some of this here? So the Saints, their draft capital in draft tech is 1,678.6 points. If they traded every pick they have in this draft, that could get them to between the fifth and the sixth pick overall.
Mm-hmm.
All the quarterbacks would be gone by then.
Yeah, I'm saying if they got neighbors, we'd get fired.
Well, you could throw in. You could obviously then throw in. You'd have to throw in a first from next year or a second from next year or something, and then you could bump up a couple of spots and then feasibly do it. But
you're saying top five is going to be Caleb Williams,
Jaden Drake May.
And Drake May.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think that's
Marvin Harrison Jr.
No, I think it's going to be a quarterback.
And then J.J. McCarthy will probably go early.
J.J. McCarthy will probably – it's possible he's gone by the time 14 rolls around.
You think McCarthy goes before Penix?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Penix. Kevin, you've done probably thousands of mock drafts.
Well, I wouldn't say this year I've done thousands. I would say I've probably done – I've probably done like 250.
Who is a non-quarterback?
Oh, those are rookie numbers, my friend.
I know.
Who is a non-quarterback that is a not realistic or is a potential guy that could go top 10 that we should be excited about that will help the Saints? That
Marvin Harrison Jr.
No, he's everybody knows he's going to be. Like a guy who's not projected in the top 10-ish but could go top 10 that we should be excited about because it'll push offensive tackles down to the Saints. Who's a surprise guy in the top 10?
I mean, you're looking at any of the corners. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
because those guys are fluctuating in the draft. And I don't just mean the two. I mean the third guy, the guy from Alabama. You got that guy. Like, again, these are all reaches. They're all reaches. Right. Byron, like if somebody reached, and it wouldn't even be a reach at this point. Like if they reached for the guy from Illinois with the Newton, and if they reached for Byron Murphy, like, again, that all just shoves tackles down the pipe toward us, which I'm fine with.
You know, it was interesting, your comment about season tickets, Ralph, because I've had season tickets since 2006.
Yeah.
And this was the first year, just, you know, I go back for, you know, maybe two or three games a year. And this was the first year I considered not renewing. Mm-hmm. And just because like the resale value is horrific. And I mean, like it was to the point where like, I felt like I couldn't give them away to family. Like even my family was like, oh, you're giving it away for free. Yeah, maybe. So I considered not renewing, but I feel like in years past, I was getting spammed by the ticket office. Like, you're about to get hit. Your bank account's about to get hit. Make sure you renew, blah, blah, blah. Like, I felt like it was crickets this year. Mm-hmm. And it kind of went by, and then boom, like they drew from my credit card, and I was like, whoa, what just happened? And I was like, well, I guess I'm signed up for another year. You know, like they okie-doked me this year. I feel like the community, so maybe that kind of gets at what you were saying. Like the ticket office made a strategic decision. Hey, let's not follow up with people this year. Hit up their credit cards and get the renewals and hope for the best. It felt like that. Dave, are you with me on that?
I don't know. I see. That's the thing is, I don't do auto renewals. They don't have my info. Like, they gotta keep begging me until I pay them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should probably be that as well.
I got a bunch of emails saying
because
hey,
I'm a
dude,
small 2,000 square
foot. You have 1 week till the deadline.
Shop.
You have 3 days till the deadline.
That's because you live in New Orleans. You're on a hurricane might come tomorrow mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Listener and Vince gave us this signed Deuce McAllister jersey right there. You got a couple more weeks. We're going to raffle that thing off.
Oh,
weekly
damn.
MVPs.
Speaking of, Hatch and John just get to 10 hit subs. That's
wow.
It, bro.
Wow. You're doing the Jägermeister cold brew. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a question. So go ahead and knock that out.
I feel like... It says only 50 milliliters, but it feels so much bigger.
Give us a profile. Show it from the side. Yeah, that does look like a thick.
It looks.
That's what she said.
Fake on the hill.
Okay.
It smells like coffee that you like that's gone bad.
What is it? It's Jaeger cold brew?
Jaeger cold brew coffee, herbal liqueur made with Arabica coffee and a hint of cacao.
I'm not going to lie. Hopefully my kids aren't still watching, but like I would rather drink piss, I think.
Masterfully
has a hint of caca?
Yeah, masterfully.
Like
masterfully blended in Germany. The Germans are into that kind of thing.
Caca? Yeah, that's true. I've seen some of their
Germans.
Seen some of their videos.
I bet you have, Dave.
We're all a fucking nationalist, man.
There it goes.
Good lord.
Ooh. Ha! Oh.
Not good, huh?
Oh, man. Don't tell Selly. Oh, God.
That shot was too much for you to handle, huh?
I didn't know Kevin did German.
This is Sprockets.
Roll the rating.
So what's the score? We need a score.
Puke meter.
It's like a 8. It's pretty bad.
And a half?
Eight. No, just an 8.
But you know what? I feel like I feel like as disgusting as that was for him, we might see like
a temporary
rebound. You know, with the caffeine.
With the caffeine.
Yeah. I feel like Ralph might kind of lock in for a minute.
I'm scared though. Like if I have to do the Jaeger and then the menthol mint, that could be a bad combination.
Well, keep donating people maybe you can see what they can do. Reminds me of a night back in Hamburg. All right, are we doing this draft or what?
Yeah, we are. All right, let's get going. Let's get going, Kevin. What do you got?
All right. Forward. So, your 2024 Saints mock draft.
I like the music. It's intense.
Yep.
It's called the Let's Trade Draft.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
We come to pick 14. Oh, no, we don't.
Can someone hold me? I'm scared.
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh.
I received a deal.
Are we trading up?
I received a ringy dingy.
Oh, wow.
And it was Shad Khan from Jacksonville.
Oh. Wow.
I said, listen, get me on the phone with your son, Tony. I've got some ideas for how he can run AEW. But in the meantime, I will give you pick 14 and 170. And in exchange, I get pick 17, 96, 116, and 153. Shad said, deal. Now go yell at my son. And I hung up the phone immediately. So we move back three spots in the first round.
I have
acquired another top 100 pick.
It's a great trade. That's why it's never happening.
I don't hate this, Kevin.
We only moved down three spots, and we got like two extra.
Yeah, but say that, and then you see who's left at offensive tackle. You might not like it so much.
True.
So who is available at pick 17? Why, we have tackle Troy Fountenot from Washington.
Ooh.
Edge defender Dallas Turner from Alabama. Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle from Penn State. And defensive end Jared Verse from Florida State.
Wow.
This is where I wish that we had a mock that would show us what was taken before 17.
Yeah.
But like if it fell this way, that would be incredible.
What were your settings on the draft? Was it like random picking for shenanigans? Like
he had it set to.
I've tried telling all of you how to have these settings. I go one from the top on public versus PFF, one from the top on care versus positional value. One from the top on draft for need, and then one off the bottom for randomness.
Aren't you guys glad you asked? Thomas, tell us who donated.
Your boy Alman. Maybe let me play it again.
$43.40.
All hail Sean Orleans, king of the mock drafts.
Your boy Alan. Who that golfer? My bad.
Thank you, who that golfer.
I read that wrong.
Thank you, Hudako.
288.3.
This, Kevin, I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't think he traded down far enough with who's left on this board.
Like, listen, you're getting old, Kevin.
I'm encouraging him.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I'll tell you this. Brock Bowers, I think, either went 10th or 11th.
Yeah.
All three cornerbacks went. The wide receivers went. I think somebody reached for the other LSU guy. I think there was definitely a couple of reaches, and that's why you got this lineup the way it is. Oh, somebody got Fuaga. That's what it was. Somebody else grabbed Fuaga and said, so that's why Troy Fountenot fell. So here's who we're looking at.
I mean, you got to take the tackle, right?
I'm not well versed enough on the difference between. Yeah, exactly. I'm not well versed on either of these guys to make a case for Troy or Olu. But, you know, I guess I'd say go with the higher Raz. So go with Troy Fontenot.
Troy Fontenot.
Yeah, you got to go tackle.
Andrew, any of your sources telling you who the Saints like, any tackles? Not that they would tell you who they like, but are they telling you maybe guys they don't like?
I have heard, I think, like, the name that was kind of hot in the pan out of the gates was Latham. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that after more tape and due diligence, like they're not as hot on him anymore. I think they really like Fashanu, and you know, so if I had to guess, I think that would be the pick here.
Yeah, Kevin, who did you? You know, Thomas, tell us.
Commissioner
Goodell.
The 17th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Oru Fashanu, offensive tackle from Penn State.
You know, I gotta be honest, this is a great pick. It's also consistent with what I've been told the Saints like inside the building. I really hate that Kevin may have nailed this. It makes me a little sick. You know, I don't like paying you compliments, Kevin. So you're saying
so
you're
I also, ladies,
we got the guy we wanted. We got the guy we wanted that we were all hoping we would get at 14. We got him three picks later, and we got a few extra picks addition for it.
I had considered Fountainot, but there was like I was reading stuff that said that they think he could be a guard or a center instead of a tackle. And so I was just like, you know what? No. We're not just give me a tackle. I want a tackle. Yeah, give me
that's
a tackle.
A good point. And look at this. So go to 45, Kevin.
Yes, let's go to 45. I want to speed run this.
Let's go.
You're going to have a lot of picks, aren't you?
Yeah. Are we going to have to wait for you to select like 78 dudes? Are you just going to continue to trade down?
No. This is going to be Kevin's deep cuts once we get to like, it's going to be guys you never even heard of.
At pick 45, we have Javon Ballard, the safety out of Georgia, wide receiver Jalen Polk out of Washington, defensive tackle Chris Jenkins from Michigan, and Dave's pal, cornerback TJ Tampa from Iowa State.
Don't you do it.
I mean, I can't see what's
do we go double on offensive tackle and take Chris Jenkins?
I think we should.
He's got the highest. He's got the highest RAS.
Yeah,
he's a defensive tackle.
Oh, sorry, defensive. Oh, sorry.
I mean, they need a defensive.
We need one of those two. Nine? Who are these scrubs? Come on, man.
Yeah, we do need a defensive. We'll take.
Dave, it just popped into my mind. Your UDFA son, Malcolm Roach, went to Denver. I mean, they need a defensive tackle. Saunders isn't like great. I mean, Brissett is potentially special, but the rest of the group at defensive tackle is not great. I mean, I think Chris Jenkins wouldn't be bad at defensive tackle. Kevin, who did you go with? Or commissioner? Tomas, commissioner.
What is that? With the 45th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Jalen Polk, wide receiver from Washington.
I mean,
he looks star. That's a big hat wearing guy, and I want big hats on my team. This guy walks right onto the field and is immediately the number two on the team behind Chris Olave. I've been saying all offseason that the Saints need a definitive number two wide receiver. After all the Michael Thomas nonsense, I put it all behind me. I just said, whatever, amen. I moved on. It's in the rear view. I was saying from that point, the Saints needed another wide receiver because we didn't need the law firm of Equanimeous St. Brown, Stanley Morgan, and Cedric Wilson Jr. We needed a solid number two because then you've got Olave, you've got Polk, you've got A.T. Perry and Rashid Shaheed, and that is a solid foursome.
I hate this.
On offense.
Or
I got a guy who can block Derek Carr and give him a couple extra seconds so he can find one of these four guys across the field and we can start hitting some paid dirt.
Kevin becoming a draft aficionado is so annoying.
I'm telling you, like, Kevin is selling me on this. You should get into sales. You feel like a sales.
This is how we felt last week.
Maybe it's snake oil, but like, I'm ready to buy it. You feel like the ads that I keep getting spammed on Instagram, where I'm just like, yes, take my money. I want this. Like, you know, every ad, I'm like, yes, this is perfectly targeted
for blue
me.
Diamonds. But, blue diamonds.
Yeah, blue diamonds. Yeah, blue diamonds, whatever you want. Dogecoin, you know. So anyway, Kevin, the reason I like this, let me just say this.
Yeah.
I go back to Johnny Football, who ran around a bunch, threw a bunch of crazy passes, put up crazy stats. And yeah. Everyone was like, Johnny Manziel is the greatest quarterback ever. And I never really saw it. I was always like, I'm not a big Manziel guy, but why is he so special? Who's his best receiver? Mike Evans. And I watched Mike Evans, who was nowhere near the same platform as Manziel, get picked in the first round, basically become a Hall of Fame NFL receiver. He's still tearing it up to this day, going to the Pro Bowl every mm-hmm. single year. And it was an example of an elevated quarterback that was made by a receiver that no one could stop. And I'm not saying this is what Polk is, but sometimes when you have a quarterback that everyone is saying is amazing, puts up great numbers, right, and his stock starts to fall, you're like, okay, well, who created this monster? And sometimes it's his playmakers.
That's right.
And so that's where, like, this Polk pick really interests me.
Yeah, but I think you're right. But Andrew, that's a great point, because, Dave, I feel like in 3-4 years, we may look back, and when Penix is a bust, we'll be like, I can't believe teams didn't understand that it was Odunze and Polk that made Penix good. But Dave, we've got to talk about this important thing. Kevin going from I'll show up like once every 6 weeks to our version of Mel Kiper in like a 2-year period is an amazing transformation, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Well, Dave had to take his headphones off to look at something. I don't know what he's looking at.
It's Kevin,
t-shirt printer schematics or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about Kevin becoming Mel Kiper. I don't know. Like, and I like this draft too much, and it's annoying.
I kind of hate myself right now.
Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to just be 2 picks in and you're like, wow, I don't hate myself. This feels okay. Like, doesn't that feel nice?
I mean,
no, but I hate myself. Nice? I hate myself for liking your draft. So
yeah, Butteridge says his dad is playing the Flipper Anderson game in the background. That's terrorism. That's Saints.
That's just self-loathing on a
Saints.
Massive don't terrorism. Use the T word, Ralph.
Oh, all right. Okay. Surely you're going to blow it with this next pick.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
there's nowhere to go but down.
So, pick.
Pay attention
90s.
Now, man.
Say again.
Pay attention now, Juge. Pay attention.
I'm listening.
Pick 96. Oh, wait, there is no pick 96. Right, do you know why, Andrew Juge? Because I made a trade.
Oh, God.
Not the kind of trade you think of.
Trade
up. I got on the horn with the Arizona Cardinals, and I said, hey, I want pick 90.
What is happening?
I'm going up, folks.
Whoa.
To the moon. Really,
hey, guys, Kevin goes both ways.
I'm a fan of the bicameral legislature. What can I say? So, the Cardinals receive my pick 96, 153, 168, and 190. In exchange, I get 90, 162, and 186.
My head hurts.
It does.
It's fine. All you need to know is I have only lost one pick. I lost one pick in that entire exchange.
I mean, I feel like you're trying to help me understand cryptocurrencies right now.
That's right.
No, that's all funny money. That's funnier money than draft stock. Okay,
Jake,
you lost one.
You Jake lost Galifianakis one. On Hangover. It's all
Zach,
the
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
So you lost one pick in that deal, but overall net, you still have more picks than you started out with.
That's right.
24.
Correct.
So who's available?
So who is available at pick 90? Because I wanted to make sure that I liked my options here. We got running back Bucky Irving. Jesus Christ. What a terrible
man. Oh my God.
Quarterback. Quarterback, Renardo Green.
Hold on, hold on. We might be willing to overlook the Raz if he's willing to shop at Bucky's.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Guard, okay. Cooper Beebe.
I mean,
well, and defensive end Braylon Trice.
Yeah, you're taking
you don't trade up in this kind of situation unless you have a guy in particular in mind that you want to get. And I would assume, based on our need and the RAS scores here, that you're going with Cooper.
We all know you're going off, and you're bolstering the offensive line.
See, though, I think Kevin.
Which I like. I'm down with it.
There's a potential, though, that he could be going corner because Kevin could be saying, we got to get D.A. his yearly cornerback in the draft.
No.
And they go Renardo
Green. You're
giving
Kevin way too much credit here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going guard.
I mean,
dude.
Announce the pick.
I think you guys are giving me too much credit. Tomas, commissioner.
For the 19th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Braylon Trice, defensive end from Washington.
Whoa, what
the hell?
What?
I mean, it is a need.
Washington guys?
Correct. And if you consider in the first round, I almost took Fontenot. So that would have been three Washington players.
This is the Troy Dannon draft.
So here's what I liked. The Saints definitely
Washington is a fraudulent state.
The Saints definitely needed an edge defender. And
they
thought, let me get the edge defender now instead of waiting much later when the pickings might be slimmer. Braylon Trice has had back-to-back years where he has gotten 9 and 8 sacks, respectively, and he's played extraordinarily well in his past two seasons. Also, he's 6'4", 274. This is a guy who is going to hound opposing quarterbacks, and I'm all for it. Make these people in the backfield run for their lives. And guess what? He doesn't need to get 8 sacks. All you got to do is make him run right toward Cam Jordan, and then Cam can, you know, get like one more season in the sun where he gets like 7 sacks himself, and everybody's all happy, and things are going good. We're filling needs here, kids.
Congratulations, Kevin. Your draft is officially and finally pissed me off. And I just want to say, number one, that this shouldn't be the trade draft. This should be the Washington fetish draft. That's number one.
Okay.
And number two, you sold your soul, bro. Like, this whole, like, trade down thing, like, you went against the script. Like, I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't have a problem with
here's the thing.
This isn't Kevin.
Here's the thing. I think this Braylon Trice, like, I think his RAS is a little bit fraudulent because his RAS score from the Math Bomb guy, he has him at 6'4", 245. So, like, if you make his weight 274, that makes his composite size grade not poor, and his composite speed grade is great. So his RAS might even be higher. But I do like, Kevin, have you dated a girl from Washington? Like, let's get into this Washington thing. Like,
no, I don't believe I've dated a girl from Washington. I would like to drive the Pacific Coast Highway from California to Washington. At some point, that is one of my life goals now that I've gone to the Grand Canyon. So
I'm calling this draft 2 Huskies, 1 Kevin.
I mean, but seriously, we talk about selling the fan base, we talk about selling season tickets, and Kevin's like, let me trade down and get one dude from Penn State, 2 guys from Washington State, and let's bring them to New Orleans. It'll be great.
Yeah, he's kind of. They said people in the chat are saying he's kind of a, like, he's got like linebacker size,
a C grade from Aldi Marino, Kevin.
Kevin, my question is, when
I knew Kevin couldn't sustain this. I knew
when you made this, when you made this trade, did you have him? Were you like, I got to get it? It's Trice is nice. He's my guy at 90 when you made that trade.
No, I was looking at it like I wanted to see if I would have Cooper Beebe available. He was. And then I was looking at the edge and I thought,
you panicked.
Cooper Beebe, I
You almost took the right guy,
guys that I'm going to follow because I want to see how he turns out. But I thought the Saints need an edge tackle.
So instead of taking the best player that was there, you're like, nah, let me go for need. Yeah. The cardinal sin.
Yeah. Drafts, it's getting a little weird. It would have been funnier, though, if you'd have got all three Washington guys. That would freak out Saints Twitter in a way that I would really enjoy.
How close are we to Ralph drinking menthol, by the way?
We are at 136 out of 180, so less than 50. And Hatchet John is in the lead with 75 bucks.
All right. Keep donating. 40. Keep donating.
All right.
People.
So what? Let's go to the next one.
All right.
We are on a 38 week streak.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
Pick 116. Jerrion Jones, cornerback from Florida State. Isaiah Davis, the halfback from South Dakota State. Tyke Smith, the safety from Georgia. And Matt Goncleves, the offensive tackle from Pitt.
I mean,
You thought Kevin was going to get Jerrion Jones so he could get his one cornerback quota for Dennis Allen. And he's still available. He's got a 9.61 RAS here. So,
I mean, they kind of need a running back, though. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate running back here.
I mean, Dave's anime pal, he was kind of a flop. Jamal Williams, he was kind of a flop anime. At running back. You know, I mean, somebody in the chat, Butters, is saying Jones is a pure slot corner. That's okay. The Saints play nickel all the time, Butters. Andrew, what are you thinking here? What do you think? What would you do here?
I mean, honestly,
at this stage, you could take any of these guys. I wouldn't hate it. I'll be honest. So I probably won't kill Kevin for any of these picks.
I look forward to you killing me regardless who I pick.
Is there a Washington guy? No.
I mean, when in doubt, go Raz, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Saints do.
Yeah. So, Commissioner, tell us the pick.
I'll do that.
With the 116th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Matt Goncalves, offensive tackle from Pittsburgh.
We were all over the place.
Tackle was still the important thing. Good Lord, man. This guy's got a tiny face. But he's got a large body. And I don't think
his face is tiny.
Offensive line.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that he's 6'6", 330 that's making his face look tiny.
Yeah,
It's a little scary. It's a little scary though. That he's 6'6", 330, and his Raz still sucks.
Yeah, you're not, Kevin. You really have not. You kind of thrown Raz out the window here a little bit. I would say,
Listen, I'm getting big dudes.
If I can poke holes in this,
that's fine. That's fine. It's fine because Matt Goncalves is here to challenge Olu Fashanu, just push him a little bit, and challenge the guys that are still on the team. Penning, Udo, Landon Young, Ryan Ramczyk, God only knows what's going to happen with him. We need tackles, bodies, we need the guys.
Well, no. Ramczyk, Nick Underhill reported, like, that dude's lost, like, a crap ton of weight. Like, he's retiring. Like, he's fine.
That further proves my point.
But here's
the bodies.
He's still hanging out with Zion. Here's the thing. Another guy, you look at the Raz, Andrew, and I'm like, 7.7, not great. But when you pull it up, size, Raz, great, obviously. Speed is good. And his composite agility grade, shuttle 3.7, that's horrible. But he didn't do the three cone, and his vertical was 8.43, and he didn't do the broad jump. So his Raz, you could argue it might be higher if he had done those drills.
I mean, whatever. First of all, I thought this was a Washington fetish draft. Clearly, it's a Washington and Pennsylvania fetish draft.
Yeah.
I was excited about finally picking a player that went to Florida State and has probably had a po' boy and a couple of raw oysters before. But no, he goes with another Northerner.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know, man.
What's wrong with having the Northerners come to the South? What's wrong? When's the last time that's ever backfired, right?
I like
you're kind of making my point for me.
I like double dipping a tackle because they need two. Like I don't hate it. To me, this draft, the thing that annoys me with this draft that I like it so much is that you got four top 120 players. Like that's, you know. Did you reach on any of these guys though, Kevin? Like, did you reach on any of them? Were they all slotted in these areas?
Goncalves was rated at 120. Let's see, Trice rated at 98. So like he was a slight reach, but like the other two or the other three were pretty much on point.
I can't wait for Kevin to surprise us at 150 and pick a dude from North Dakota.
I would tell you that I think my biggest reach, actually, I'm looking at my final product here. I think my biggest reach came at the very, very end of my mock draft, which you guys will see at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just
150.
You're going to pick Michael Pratt just to appease me, huh?
Andrew, if I said to you, the Saints will make all four of their fifth round picks, or they will make zero of them, or they will make somewhere in the middle, how many fifth round picks do you think the Saints will actually use come Saturday?
One.
Well, yeah, one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on one. It won't be all of them. It won't be none of them. So I think it's somewhere in between. But I will say this. I think it's more likely they would have none than all.
How much?
I agree. Yeah.
Dave,
I thought that was going to be the question I was ready
to answer. Dave, how much 2025 draft capital is Mickey Loomis going to burn?
I would set the over under at like 1.5 2025 picks.
I agree.
Serious.
Yep.
Yeah, as long as they don't give up a top 100 pick, I'm fine with it. So let's get to pick one.
I didn't say one of them wouldn't be a top 25 pick.
Yeah, let's get to one. Pick 150 for Kevin.
All right, pick 150. Running back Will Shipley from Clemson. Safety Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest. Cornerback DJ James from Auburn. And tight end Jaheim Bell from Florida State. Hmm.
I feel like it's a Clemson dude or
Is Will Shipley like a small scat back pass catching guy?
No, the Raz at like 9'5", 8". I mean, I can't see it. And we can call him Shipley's.
Kevin loves, you know.
I got to say, like, the only tall thing I hate him here is DJ James, the corner.
Why is it?
His Raz is 5'8".
Because of the Raz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, size is a dude. Shipley, he's 6. You know, well, Dave, you're kind of right.
5'11".
He's 5'11", 206. He's
not bad for a running back.
Is he fast? Is he like 50?
Yeah, 4.
Does he catch a lot of passes?
His speed grade is great. Explosion is great.
See, I'm just because I know Kevin.
Bobby,
I feel like
says
Kevin
he's
likes
a CJ Spiller clone.
Oh, okay. Yes. Kevin likes those guys. Kevin.
No, Andrew, you got to ask the question. If he's a CJ Spiller clone, is he Buffalo CJ Spiller or is he Saints?
New Orleans? Yeah.
Or is he CJ Saints?
He's going to have one good play, and that's it.
I think Kevin's going to go with Shipley. I think Kevin loves these guys. He liked Brees Hall years ago.
Shipley ran for 1,100 yards in 2022,
and he's got the highest. And he's got the highest RAS available here.
So. Whoa, and he's white.
Oh, wow.
You didn't tell me he was white.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that changes things.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the white running back. Oof.
That's fucking illegal.
We should be playing that GIF from the movie Elvis.
I mean, come on, Christian McCaffrey, right?
I mean, I'm just...
He's white?
I mean, I'm stunned, man.
Aldo Mourinho says in the chat, just like boxing, you never bet on the white guy.
Yeah, I think you got to knock off a point off his Raz.
No, you got to add a point.
His last name is Klitschko.
No, you add a point.
You got to go Mustafa here. Commissioner, what's the pick?
All right, let's see the kind of final pick. With the 150th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Malik Mustafa, safety from Wake Forest.
Well, at least we can make Lion King jokes.
Well, we have a great, so there's the Lion King jokes, and then there's also the fact that Stanley Arnaud and Chip Vaughn went so well when we picked them back-to-back from... Weren't they from Wake?
They were. Yeah. They were Super Bowl champions.
I mean,
champions.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong after the history we have picking players from Wake?
Now is the time.
By all
means. We're going to get the Wake Forest guy that's actually going to turn out well. Right. And this is a guy... Look, after Tyrann Mathieu, who is up there in age...
That's right.
And Jordan Howden... And Jordan Howard, you got what? You got Jonathan Abram and Ugo Amadi. We need depth. We need another guy who can step in and take some plays. So I the way I looked at it is once you get into that late fourth round and fifth, you're looking at gimme people who can fight to get on the roster, who can either be second string or who can make the special teams.
Yeah, I hear that.
I hear that.
All right, weigh in, Dave. You seem to have a lot on your chest.
Well, no, just one. I like to remind everybody, Wake Forest is not actually in Wake Forest. Also, I got to go check my front door.
I can't believe you didn't pick the Whitey running back. You break my heart, Kevin. I was so stunned that he's but the thing is though. Shipley, he probably is like the XFL's leading rusher in 2 years. Like my son, who was my son that I drafted the running back 2 years ago?
Oh, Baylor. God.
Amos Smith or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, AFL legend.
The Houston guy.
Oh, yeah. So the point is, Kevin, to your point about finding guys that can contribute and make the roster, the Saints special teams, Andrew, was kind of gutted this year, right? They lost.
It's true.
They lost a bunch of guys that fans are like, Vaughn, whatever. He was a bust and this and that. They lost. They need special teams. They need gunners. They need guys on the special teams. And the Saints special teams under Rizzi has been elite. This pick makes sense. I hate that this draft is... The fact that Kevin nailed this draft disgusts me. Kevin, we're not going to go.
Can I go through the rest of my picks?
Yeah, go through. Yeah, you can go through.
Okay.
We're not going to go through.
So at pick 162, I got Jaheim Bell, the tight end. At pick 175, I got cornerback Nehemiah Pritchard from Auburn. Pick 186, I got the center Bo Limmer from Arkansas. Pick 199, I got the running back Daniel Laub from New Hampshire. That is my deep draft gem. I want to see what he does. I love the way he I don't know, the vibes. I like the vibes with this guy. And then finally, my very last pick in the draft, I went crumpster diving. We're all crumb guzzling on this one, folks.
Oh my God.
Frank Crumb. The tackle from Wyoming, just an absolute crumb blast. On the offensive line.
Is that Harry Crumb's brother?
Joke Raz is a perfect 10.
All right, so update. I got a message on on Discord from Ambush to go check outside my front door. And he left me, I'm already eating them. He left me some Airheads.
Wow.
And a Crescent 9.
Pull it back a little bit.
THC seltzer.
What is that?
What the?
Mm-hmm.
I'll use a line I used earlier tonight and say I would rather drink piss.
Save that for the draft on Thursday, Dave.
All right, I'll do that.
Save that for the draft. Which, by the way, I just wanted to remind people, we will be here for the draft.
Thank you, Ambush. Thank you.
We're going to go live at about pick 10, 11 for the Saints. That's the plan. So, of course, when they trade up to pick 5, we'll scramble and get live. But hopefully they don't. We're planning on, like, pick 9, pick 10. We'll send out the alert. Be ready. We're going to be doing it live. We'll do it. We'll go live until the Saints pick. We'll discuss the pick, and then we'll preview with Kevin. We'll try to do a preview Friday morning, maybe, and pick preview rounds 2 and 3 on Friday night. Kevin, I hate you. This draft was amazing.
Thank you.
Define amazing.
I mean, he got 4 top 100 players. He filled the needs, and he got players that I recognize because they're from big schools. Yeah. And I'm a degenerate gambler, and I gamble on the Big Ten and Pac-10. So I liked it.
But I was looking at the grades that PFF gave you. They only gave you 2 A's on your 1 and 2 pick, and the rest were like B's and C's.
So what was your grades are really not that good.
Yeah. What was your overall grade?
Who gives a shit, man?
I give a shit.
Well, Dave gives a shit because he manipulated.
Stan.
He photoshopped the grades on his. I finished with a B plus.
B plus.
I got an A.
Yeah, B plus. Andrew, what are you doing? You groan. What don't you like about the draft?
Well, to Dave's point, I think it started hot and it kind of fizzled. And
that's par for the course for Kevin.
It just started weird. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Good point. You know, the whole Pennsylvania and Washington only thing was weird, and then in the 5th round he goes with a North Carolina guy. So I don't know. Wasn't feeling that. But, you know, positionally, you got a receiver, you got a couple tackles. It's fine. I think 90, 116, 150, you know, there was kind of a jump ball on a few players, and Kevin kind of went with guys that probably would have gone with the other guy. So, I mean, it's fine. But he traded up once. And that's the part that really burns me. It really chaps me because... You know, Kevin has a lane. It kind of goes back to what I was talking about where the girlfriend were like, on the 15th of the month, you get this, or, you know, that this anniversary, you get this. Like, I can trust Kevin to trade down. It's his thing. It's what he does.
Yeah.
And he pivoted. He surprised me. And when I'm in a relationship with Kevin, I don't like surprises. I don't date Kevin for surprises. I date Kevin for the reliability of trading down,
for being safe, for the vibes.
Of acquiring assets, and he caught me by surprise. I felt like my pants were down, and I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Can we just cut all of that and just save that? So that way it's just like, I appreciate Kevin's consistency.
No. It's like if Kevin kept kosher and was like, fuck it, I'm going to have some bacon.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Thank you. That was a much more concise analogy, and I appreciate it. Yes, you nailed it.
Well, save the draft, Thomas, and we'll see who did the best. But the Saints need bodies, and to figure out a way to make picks between 45 and 150 and not burn a ton of 2025 assets, that's well done. Of course, the Saints will probably not do that at all.
The other thing. This draft is totally unrealistic.
Yeah.
That's why it was my draft. It was like, I looked at it like, listen, I'm not burning any 2025 assets. Look, I could have gone completely bananas and tried to acquire 2025 assets. Like, there was one mock where I had the Giants offering me stuff from 2025 instead of this current year.
That,
and
you know,
I briefly considered it.
You know what, Dave? That would be the ultimate fire Dennis Allen draft. You trade all your picks this year for nothing but 2025 and 2026 assets. That would be the ultimate fire DA draft.
I'm okay with that. I am totally willing to go through a season of hell if it means a rebuild season, if it means next year we go nuts.
Hatchet John wants to know, season Kevin, do you trade down on dates?
Well, I have to get dates, first of all, in order to trade down with them.
Never happening.
So we'll see what happens.
So, Thomas, do we have trivia tonight or no?
We do, and it's amazing.
All right, let's get to.
Oh, we're still going?
I like Al DeMario. If this draft was a medical practitioner, it would be a dentist. Looked like a cardiologist at first.
Wait, how much time we got? Should I get another drink? Should I go get another drink?
Yeah.
We got questions. We got questions and
all right, and trivia. Keep going. Yeah, you keep moving without me.
Trivia is amazing. Come on, man. You got to stay. Oh, man.
No, he's leaving. So get this with the trivia. I hope it's a Dalton Hilliard one.
What can you go? This is a first, guys. One-of-a-kind trivia. Pay attention.
Oh, Jesus.
Pay attention, guys. Let me play the music first. Come on, let's play. Which three of these schools have had the most prospects be drafted by the Saints?
Ooh, this is a good
one. Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Tennessee, LSU, USC, Georgia, or Oklahoma.
I feel like LSU probably is up there. Like, it hasn't been recently, but like years ago, it probably was.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they took a lot of guys from LSU.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Oklahoma too. Oklahoma.
I thought USC was up there. We used to take a lot of guys.
Oh, that's right. They got Stan Brock, Hobie Brenner, Bush,
Sheldon Rankins.
Sheldon? No, he's Louisville.
No. Who was it? Ellis.
Oh, Ellis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ellis. I would say USC, LSU, Oklahoma. Final answer.
What do you think, Dave? Said all of these schools had at least 10 prospects drafted.
Wow.
I would say Ohio State, LSU, USC.
Kevin, any thoughts?
Ohio State has to be one of the three. Has to be one of the three. Has to be one of the three. Michigan, maybe. And it's like, do they do Tennessee? Do they do LSU?
Good question, Budrush.
That's a good question.
Okay, I like Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Who's a good Saints Michigan player ever, though? Like,
well, no. It just said prospects, but it's like...
Yeah, but like you would think if they pick 10 dudes, at least 10, you would think like... If they pick like 15,
you'd know one
16,
of them.
You'd know one of them. Like
you can't even name one guy.
I'm like Michigan. I'm like, I don't know who. I can't think of one.
I feel like it's got to be. Oh, hang on, Juge.
Well, it's not LSU. That's for damn sure.
I don't know. They picked a lot of LSU dudes.
My wife is out of town. She's in Denver, and I just realized my kids are still upstairs watching the podcast. So I need to put them to bed soon.
They both watch this.
Shout out to Lila Kate. What?
So
what
Andrew,
they both watch this live.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So Andrew.
Well, Andrew, it's not LSU. There's no way.
Yeah.
All these schools have had at least 10.
Yeah.
All of them have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go Tennessee.
It's free.
Oh, right. Three.
It's
three
free.
Oh. I'm gonna say Tennessee, Oklahoma. And Ohio State.
No, what is it, Thomas? Give it to us.
All right, I'm going to give it to you then.
I said Ohio State, LSU.
I said Ohio State, Notre Dame, and I'll say Tennessee.
I forgot my answer already.
Oh, I got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, Nebraska.
LSU instead of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Ohio, wow. Nebraska, and US.
Who's from Nebraska?
Ohio State, everyone saw that coming.
Nebraska besides Stanley Jean-Baptiste?
Carl
Wait,
Nix.
I mean, was Stanley Jean-Baptiste?
Yeah, Carl Nix. Yeah.
Carl Nix.
Oh, hang on.
Jared Tomich, was he Nebraska?
Jared Tomich, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe I pulled that out of my head. Wow.
Yeah.
Kelly, the safety, Kelly, wasn't he Nebraska?
Marcel Jones.
That was Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Marcel Jones, Josh Bullocks.
Josh Bullocks,
Kiyu Craver.
Kiyu Craver, wow.
Jared Tomich.
Yeah.
Lance Lundberg.
Hmm.
Derek Brown, Tyrone
Hughes. Derek Brown, Saints legend.
Tyrone Leggett.
Yeah, Tyrone Hughes, wow.
Tyrone Hughes. Tyrone
Gary Dowski.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Lewis.
USC Russell had Garrett. Reggie, Cedric Ellis.
Mike Fultz.
Kobe Brenner, Stan Brock.
Yeah.
John Starkbaum.
Wait, Stan Brock was USC?
Yeah.
Frosty Anderson. Well, that's a great name.
That is a great name.
And then
name.
Finally, Carl Johnson in the 1972 draft.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I kind of wish my name was Frosty Anderson.
That's a great. That is a 1960s football name if there ever was one.
Yeah, either that or you're in Frozen.
Frosty Juge.
Yeah, Frosty Anderson would be a good Frozen name character. Yeah.
All right. Thomas, hit the take his top so I can give the people finger guns.
I just noticed that hand.
That's right. You just noticed it. You only took four.
What, the bad hand?
Yeah.
You've never seen that before?
I just haven't noticed it until now.
Mm. I injured the bad hand when Everton scored a goal on Sunday. I banged the table and I bruised all my knuckles.
So what's your grip strength at, Ralph, for the bad hand?
Pathetic, like a toddler. I'm drinking, playing on my phone at night. I'm not doing any exercises or anything. Sorry, Dr. Thomas.
Did I tell you guys that when I got my PRP injection in my elbow from like a tennis injury, that I had to do a grip strength test, like with both hands, and it made me think of Ralph. I actually had to do it.
Yeah.
And what was it?
Medicine's not a science.
Right after the procedure, my left was stronger than my right, which is actually pretty terrifying because, you know, as a tennis player, I'm so right arm dominant that was concerning that left was stronger, but eventually it flipped, you know, I got healthier.
Do you have a two-handed backhand or not, Andrew?
I do.
You do.
Oh, I do. Also, yeah. Which one do you use to masturbate with?
His kids are watching, Juge.
Come on, Dave. It's off.
Come on, Dave.
That's his fault. I have no idea why his kids are watching.
Cut that bitch off.
That's a terrible idea.
All right, Thomas, what's first up?
Your left. Boy Alan says both.
Damn. Both. It's two-handed.
He's got a two-handed stroke.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'm almost
we are still less than 50 buckaroos away, by the way, guys, from Ralph drinking that atrocity.
Oh, come on, guys. Drink.
What's the drink again, Ralph? Remind us.
Menthol mint, Dr. McGillicuddy.
Oh, yeah. I think that was like a 9 the last time you did it.
Yeah. What
all
is
right,
that?
All right. First question from Aldi Marino, who's very active in the chat tonight, as always.
Thank you, guys, for everybody showing up.
Saints are on the clock and Mickey gets a phone call. What team is most likely to pants the Saints and which team are we giving the trade swirly?
Oh, I like this question.
Eagles, final answer.
Well, I don't know if Allie is still listening, but if she is, we're definitely pantsing the Dolphins. And who's giving us a trade swirly? I mean, isn't there a team that always kind of fleeces us on these draft day trades? I feel like it's the same. Is it the Patriots?
Yeah.
That always hose us?
Patriots. I mean,
the thing is, Belichick's gone, right? So I feel like there's a new sheriff in town.
Eagles usually, guys.
Eagles.
I think
Eagles is fine.
Doesn't Harbaugh like to trade down a lot?
The Ravens do. The Ravens definitely.
I can't believe the Eagles didn't come to me. Like, there's literally like 7 people in the chat that have already typed Eagles. I can't believe that didn't come to me immediately.
Yeah. Kevin, if the Saints traded down and got fleeced, would that make you really like extra sad because they finally did what you wanted and they got fleeced anyway?
You mean if they
if they trade down and we're like, oh, they traded down, and then we see the details and we're like, oh my god, they got swirled, they got hosed. Would you be extra sad? Yeah,
it would be short lived joy. Again, much like my dating life. So yeah.
But
the Saints are trading up one spot with the two spots with the Broncos to jump the Raiders to get an offensive tackle we all hate. I see it. It is foretold. Thomas, what's next?
Okay, next question. From Saints Rabbit, he asks, what would be the pettiest thing Mickey could do to Sean and Denver in the draft this week?
Don't you feel like the shoe's on the other foot? Don't you feel like Sean and Denver are the ones that are doing something petty to the Saints?
Yeah.
Like, Mickey doesn't seem to me like the ruthless jerk in the classroom.
But, I mean,
like, I feel like all those things that happen were always
no,
Sean.
Not with the gum chewing.
No, I feel like the ultimate petty thing that Denver would do, Kevin, is they would trade.
Mickey's like
would,
the passive aggressive dude.
Denver doesn't get their quarterback, so they can't trade up. They get mad, and Sean trades down, and whoever trades up with Denver, they take Fashanu or the tackle we really want, and just hose the Saints at 14.
Yeah, that would be my biggest fear. I think my biggest fear might be that the Saints just get nervous and decide to trade up to like 9 or 10 anyway to grab Fashanu and just say we didn't think he would be there at 14, and we really were keyed in on him specifically.
Yeah.
Well, so. I mean, Peyton's rumored to be going for a quarterback.
McCarthy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, McCarthy, or I thought it was the other one.
The rumor is Denver is willing to put in Surtain to a deal to get the quarterback.
I thought it was a quarterback or whatever.
I'm not a big fish guy.
But I thought it was for not the top two, but the third guy.
It would be like, I mean, Denver would either, it would probably be either the third quarterback or McCarthy. At the fourth quarter,
right? So, I mean, the pettiest thing would be Mickey trades up in front of Denver and gets the quarterback that Mickey wanted. I mean, that's the pettiest thing Mickey could do.
That's true.
Trade Taysom to somebody else in the
AFC
West.
Right, but that's assuming that the Vikings at that point want to move back down. The Vikings are going to want to get a quarterback.
That's right.
Like, if anything, I could see the Vikings moving up.
I didn't say they were trading with. I said just ahead of Sean Payton. There's 13 picks, and I mean there's 11.
But you said just ahead, so just ahead of Sean Payton.
No, 11. Ahead. Just no, ahead.
Okay.
Aldi Mourinho says somehow Payton trades Troutman back to us.
You best come hard.
Jason Champagne said Sean Payton spent an hour last week doing film study with Bo Nix. I guess they had like a couples retreat or something. Thomas, what's next?
All right, final question from Biloxi Blues. Over under on the number of wins DA needs to keep his job this season.
Ooh, I feel like we've answered this before, like in the postseason stuff. I'm going to say six. I'm going to say five. I'm going to say... 6.5.
Ooh, well, what does six and a half mean?
That's the number.
It's an over under. I think it's 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, it really ought to be 8.5.
Wait, yeah. So are you saying that at 8 he gets fired and at 9 he doesn't? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying at 6 he gets fired, at 7 he might not.
I think. If DA doesn't have a winning season, he's very likely to get fired. The trick would be, though, is if they go 8-9, But they finish, Kevin, if they finished like 5-1 and they go 8-9, then the Saints can be like, oh, the offense took a while with Kubiak. They had injuries,
yeah, but,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but do you think that they would hang on to him if they went, like, because that would mean they were 3-8. So do you think sitting at 3-8 that the team would have hung on, would hang on to him?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I think, here's the thing. I think if he goes 9-8, I think the only way he could, the only way he keeps his job at that point is if he wins the division. I think if they win 10 and they somehow still don't win the division, he stays.
Oh, if he wins 10. Yeah. Dude, Andrew, if DA wins 10 games, he's getting an extension.
There's no scenario where he goes up from his 9 wins last year and he gets fired, in my opinion.
Okay, so what if he stays at 9? What if he goes 9-8 again and they don't win the division again?
Do they make the playoffs?
I don't know. I got to be honest.
They don't make
the
playoffs, I mean.
I feel like Mickey Loomis, so I remember him saying, like, what do you attribute all the fans from other teams being in the building, you know, season tickets being down? He blamed it on the economy.
Yeah.
And the minute that players were disgruntled, we need a culture change. We need to ship him out of here. So I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not sure he's reading the tea leaves. I'm not sure that Mickey Loomis has his fingers on the pulse of the fan base and the players. And I'm not really making a statement here. I'll just express a feeling that I am fearful that DA's rope is longer than we think it might be.
Yeah. Like the Saints will always be looking for a reason to keep him, not for a reason to fire him.
Is that it kind of goes with what Dave. So I think Dave's number was 6.5. Is that what you said, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Like, I'm afraid Dave might be right.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm not even saying I agree. I'm just saying
it makes me almost want to vomit.
It's not like I have this hot take, like, no way, Dave, like, you're completely wrong. Like, he's absolutely getting fired if they do this. Like, I'm afraid Dave's right.
I hate this podcast.
Are you saying
Kevin had a great
this
draft.
Is happening?
Dave Luba. Might be right about DA. This is horrible.
Are you saying the DA's rope is longer than we think? And are you saying that that might be a bad thing? And it might be Mickey Loomis making a mistake? Is that what you're saying?
Don't make me say it.
I think you muted yourself there, Andrew.
No. I heard him.
Oh, okay.
I heard him.
Don't make me say it.
You got to turn your sound up.
Oh, okay.
Turn your volume up.
Well, I mean, look, I'll say it. I think the way that I heard, I did not like some of those answers at the press conference today. I'm turning.
You never shared your feelings on this.
I'm turning a corner on Mickey. And
Slay Queen.
I'm turning a corner on Mickey, and I think he needs to retire or go away. Like, he can.
Kai Harley, where are you?
Here's the thing. It ain't even about proving you right at this point. I'm just starting to think like Mickey is getting further and further detached from reality. Look, he's in the will. He's going to be part of whatever afterwards. He can still be that. He can just, you know, go play golf, go play Baccarat, go do whatever it is that wealthy guys go do. And he can go do that and
play
kill
golf.
Time. Go tee it up, brother. Like, I don't care. Go tee it up. Like,
tee
all
it
the
up
time.
With the cat. With the cat.
Yeah. Ralph, your cat is going apeshit right
it
now.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cat's seconding my motion. Right.
I think the cat's upset at the lack of donations and the fact that Ralph might not have to drink
a second drink. The cat is super excited to be cured off the diabetes. And she's just expressing herself. So before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody, thanks for donating. Thanks for supporting the show. Remember, live stream draft right about pick 10. So what, the draft starts at 7, but they don't do the first pick until what, Dave, Mike, Kevin, like about 7:25?
Yeah, there's probably all kinds of commercials and bullshit.
I mean, so yeah. 10 minutes a pick. So that's,
we got to stand for the national anthem.
So that's probably about,
and probably 90 seconds of booing Goodell, you know. Yeah. And you know they'll bring out celebrities or guests or some fan who won a contest, Taylor, or whatever, Swift, where they pop the right
ball. Oh, it's interception! Matt Ryan!
You didn't drink two.
Time.
Wow.
Andre, now
we are
$16
away.
We're at $15.10 away.
You got 20 seconds to donate.
But I was going to say, we'll start the live stream about 9:10, 9:15 probably.
All right. We're going to like try to go on when like two picks, three.
Yeah,
picks,
we'll probably get on. We'll probably get on when the Jets pick.
Come
pick
on, 10. Somebody at the buzzer, do this.
Is this tomorrow or Thursday?
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Oh, Saints Rabbit says, oh, it's coming. I think Saints Rabbit is.
Do I have comments Friday?
Who's going to break it?
Who's going to
place your bets, guys?
So.
My money's on Saints Rabbit.
My money's on Hatchet John.
I feel like he's teasing it right now.
Who's the fastest?
I mean, you got to get it. You got to get it. I'll undo it, but it's getting really late in the ball game.
Yeah, we're really stringing this out. We're just,
I opened it up. I can already smell the mint.
Yeah, come on, somebody, come on, somebody's gotta chime in here. I mean, you know,
well, Kevin, you know what could go a long time? Like, you just tell everybody what you were telling me at the bar on Sunday night. Just get
absolutely not. I will not be telling you that. Absolutely
started
not.
On that. That's like an hour. We can
give us a hint. Give us a hint.
No. This is nope, like not airing that out.
It's yeah. Another plan B.
There it is.
We are 10 cents away. Well, 10 cents.
10
cents away.
All right. Well, so come on. He's doing it. Get out.
Boy,
round up.
15 buck donation. I'll drink Cribble.
Hit the horn, Thomas. I'll do it.
10 cents. Oh, there we go. Aldi Mourinho, $5.
Aldi Mourinho, $5. We're over.
It's only two.
All right. Key in on Ralph.
I hate this.
Here, Boy Allen says math is hard.
It is.
All right, go.
Here we go.
Looks like he's drinking a pack of cigarettes.
Oh,
it sounds like he just did a rail.
I mean, can you imagine chasing that down with whatever blue garbage Ralph is drinking on the other side?
It's only 24% alcohol by volume, but it's so bad. It's like, you know,
making it rain.
Hey, Sally, I need assistance. It's like thick. It doesn't go down smooth.
Oh, that's what she said.
This is vodka. This is vodka and blue lemonade, Andrew.
Oh my God!
All right, so give it a number.
It's like eight and a half, nine. It's real close. So
which one? Come on, man.
Nine.
Let me change it, man. I messed up the graphics. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Oh, deception! Matt Ryan.
What about the third one?
Yeah. How much was this?
Wow.
This was Saints like three because I did 28-3. Also, thanks to Jason Champagne for gifting one sub.
Thank you, guys. The menthol hit me hard. I'm all discombobulated.
What's the first
Thomas,
drink?
Thomas, do the roll.
Don't you have to do a third drink now?
Do I?
No,
Thomas,
he didn't.
No.
How much did he get to? He only got 100.
No, Thomas, we're at 213. We can't hit. You'd have to get $46.80.
Thomas, do the roll call of MVP of MVP and who donated.
Trying to run. Come on, get him, guys.
Yeah, well, do the roll call slowly. And while you do the roll call slowly, you guys have time to donate another $70, and we'll get to Ralph have to drink three drinks.
Yeah. Do it, Thomas.
Say also Robert donate to Fear the Wave Collective if you like Tulane. Roll Wave.
Roll Wave, you say? I say
go Tigers.
My neck is burning.
Saints Rabbit says, sorry to show up at the buzzer. Don't worry, man.
Dr. McGillicuddy.
Saints Rabbit says, how much in someone's stall?
We are 213 out of 283. So it's like 70 bucks.
We're like 70 bucks short. Yeah. 69.80.
You can do it, guys, while I stall. Make him puke, guys.
Ralph, go get one just in case and tease.
Right, I'll get one.
Tease what you would take to the face, all hypothetically.
Right, yeah. All right.
To the face!
And give us a quick question in the chat. Quick question.
I'm surprised we haven't, like, gone on rotation here. And, like, one time it's Kevin, one time it's Dave, one time it's always Ralph. I kind of feel that.
I briefly considered that when I was at the grocery store.
You can volunteer, Juge. Nothing's
I briefly considered that. I passed up a couple of mini bottles of Fireball and was just like.
I got this that I'll drink on draft night.
Oh, damn.
Although I'm supposed to wake up to play golf at 7:30 the next morning.
Hey, now.
You're an all-star?
Saints Rabbit asks, what shot should Ralph take that's worth 70 bucks?
I mean, I feel like he should take absinthe.
I don't know.
For 70 bucks, you should get your money's worth.
He should do like something creamy, you know? Or something like...
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, creamy would be good. Like something that curdles.
Yeah, I don't know.
I say let's look at the history, guys.
Your boy Alan, just Malort. Go straight to Malort.
Straight to... Let's look at the channel, which is called Ralph Drinking Clips on our Discord. Become a patron. And let's see. Last week was Pink Lemonade Puke Meter 10. Boon Camp Bitter Liquor from last week 9 at 8. Oh, that was a 3. That was weak.
Oregon Spirit App. This is amazing.
Oregon. These are videos, man.
No,
these
I know,
are videos.
But...
Oregon Spirit Absinthe. A straw, that's a curveball was a 10. Worse than Malort.
Like I'm just like, I got Jack Daniels.
What?
Let's see.
What? Well, that's what the closest
But like, I'm
thing
just like, at
we,
one
we've
some,
decided
at some point,
we
Max
want
is going to get
curveball.
Old.
Can you find curveball? That's what we want.
At some point, Max is going to be old enough, and like he might like find this.
Yeah,
maybe when like you're dead, maybe like after you passed away,
absinthe
and
was
Max
a 10.
Like stumbles upon the Discord, and he stumbles upon that channel where you just drink alcohol every.
So how
find absinthe?
How are they? Did they make the donations? Absinthe. You want me to drink?
Yeah, they
do. You have?
Well,
do
no,
you have
they
Malort?
Didn't. But we don't have. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now
come
we're
on,
just, we're just whoring ourselves out.
Okay, I think we're whoring Ralph out is what we're
speak
doing.
Speak for yourself.
I guess so.
So did you do the donation, the MVP, Thomas?
No, I'm gonna do the roll call right now. Thanks
do
to everyone
call.
Who donated. Amazing show. 38 weeks donation streak, guys. Let's keep the streak alive. Thanks to Jason Champagne, to Aldi Marino, to Andrew's dad, to Saints Rabbit, to Andrew, to Who That Golfer, to your boy Alan.
Your boy!
I won't do the shot because y'all didn't.
You fucked yourself up, man. I was about to read the MVP.
Saints Rabbit, you are a legend. Unbelievable.
I want to know what took so long. Was he like going through the couch cushions and trying to find change, scrounging up change that he could donate? Like what was the delay there?
I think he
was slow playing it.
Like I'm kind of concerned that Saints Rabbit actually is like totally in debt and like he continues to like
let him live his life.
Like he continues to like further put himself in debt just for the sake of our podcast, and he had to like call the bank to like approve some additional loan just to like get the money to donate.
Jesus,
it was best money ever spent. Let him live
either
his life.
Or he Saints like went all in on black and he
MVP,
hit. So he's like,
way.
All right,
holy
go.
Shit!
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, he says the process to donate takes a minute. Well, then. The process to donate needs to change. We need to lower the barriers.
I mean, you
between
need to
you
insert the
your
amount
money.
And shit, man. Right. Come on.
Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's too many steps between us and your money.
I'll do this drink and then I'll make an announcement, a fun announcement for the draft live stream.
I I love how Ralph has this thing where he always slaps the table after he takes the shot.
It's hard.
I feel like he stomps the ground.
It's like old. He's like an old school cowboy, you know, when you get the shot at the bar.
I feel like this is going to end really badly. I feel like
I feel like you should take Sally, a free shot at the beginning of the next show because he dropped $70 in one.
It should. I will. That's what I was going to say. Here's the thing. I will do a shot.
We're not doing a mailbag, right? Because we don't need it this week.
No, we don't need a mailbag because we're doing a live show Thursday. I will, because of all the patrons and the people at the end getting it done over the line, I will do a shot to open the live stream Thursday. And if the Saints trade down, if they trade down from 14.
This is safe.
I will do... Three safe. Shots.
You could give up your firstborn, and you're fine. It's not.
I'll give up. I'll do three shots for $50 if they trade down from 14.
No, if they trade down, you're just doing the three shots.
There's a higher chance that aliens abduct you than
if they trade down, you're doing three shots. Period. End of story.
Give me a number of the puke meter
after the initial shot.
That's a nine. I'm fading, man. I got Dr. McGillicuddy, Jaeger Cold Brew, and Jack Daniels. Are you kidding? This is a I'm trying to kill myself.
Murderer's Row.
It is.
Yeah. What is going on inside your stomach? We are having some kind of party in there.
So I just, for the record, this podcast was on schedule to end at like an hour 20, and we stretched it out.
Let me announce the MVP, Ralph. Let me announce the MVP. Also, thanks to Hatcha Jan, who was the MVP before the buzzer beater, and the new MVP. An official MVP is... the one and only Saints Rabbit! Let's fucking go, guys!
Let's go! Thank you, Saints Rabbit.
Thank you. Guys. I have buckaroos.
Oh, I should have told this story while we were trying to kill time. We won, in quotes, at an auction, a live auction. We won for my son. He's going to set up a 5-on-5 basketball game with his friends, and Foster Morrow is going to be one coach. And then another Saints player to be named at a later date is going to be the coach of the other team. So.
One final story before we leave.
That's cool.
My son, he plays in the soccer rec league, and my wife was this close to committing violence and getting arrested against another parent.
One of these days, she's going to get arrested. And
she's going to get arrested.
Love it. I'm going to make sure Thomas gets the mugshot.
We were this close to Mexican on Mexican violence at a child's rec soccer league game. The other parent across.
You don't have any guns, right? You don't have any guns in your house.
No,
do you?
The other parent from the other team.
No guns in Texas? Holy shit!
The other parent was making fun of Max, crying after he got hurt, and my wife. The rage in her. I was gonna need extra donations for bail money.
Saints Rabbit, Saints Rabbit is gonna have to come through for Sally's bail.
For Sally's
or
bail.
maybe not come through. Maybe keep her in there for a little while. Teach her
coach
a lesson.
Better. Do your job. That's what it's about.
Are you kidding? Then she'd get out and murder me and be right back in.
We're losing Juge, folks.
Yeah, we are.
I'm still here. I'm good.
So. No, I know, but your face is saying you need to wrap this up now.
You've got Loomis face. You've got Loomis Underhill.
Yeah.
You got Loomis Nick Underhill trade down face. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron and support the show. We can't do this without you guys' support. Thanks to Dave, thanks to Andrew, Kevin, and Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that is going for their third straight podcast of the year awards. Until next time, the bar is closed.